With the president only weeks into his second term, already forces that will shape the 2016 race are in motion, from likely candidates taking supporters' temperatures to this past weekend's conservative political action conferences, soul-searching, and straw poll. But primary season could look different next cycle, as the Boston Globe's Matt Visor reported this week. The Republican National Committee reportedly wants to discourage the role of caucuses, which could pit the first-in-the-nation caucus state Iowa against New Hampshire, the first primary state. Matt Visor joins us now to explain why New Hampshire's hold on the nation's first primary could be in danger. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So this comes out of a report issued by the RNC that says the caucuses are leading toward possibly more socially conservative candidates who can't win in the general election. How likely is it that this will change?
It's a discouragement from the party. They're not prohibiting, you know, a caucus from going forward. So it does seem unlikely that Iowa would scrap its caucus. It's been sort of something that is beloved in Iowa. Although it is an indication of sort of things to come down the road, depending on how strong the party takes this position. Right now, it's not one that they're pushing extremely hard, but could be something down the road that they force Iowa to change.
What's New Hampshire's take on this report?
New Hampshire is sort of, you know, ready for battle if it comes to that. It's in the state law that they have to be the state that has the first primary 7 days before any other contest. So there's been sort of a gentleman's agreement with Iowa that the caucus does not conflict with them. Iowa usually goes first with their caucus, followed shortly thereafter by New Hampshire with their primary. If Iowa did change to a primary, it would create problems, particularly if Iowa tried to go first. New Hampshire would not let them, you know, they're saying.
You know, we've seen the calendar get earlier and earlier. I think the last primary was January 3rd or something like that. How much can we really change this calendar, no matter who goes first, in terms of the larger 2016 picture?
Well, it's the main thing that the RNC is trying to do is they're trying to have their conventions earlier. So they've this year, for example, they were in September. They want them to instead be in June or July. So that would push things in a more compressed schedule. I don't think there's much talk of starting things, you know, in 2015 and, you know, pushing things into 2015 for New Hampshire and Iowa, although it could come to that. I mean, if Iowa and New Hampshire fight for first, then that could push things into 2015. There was talk even of that, during the 2012 campaign.
How important has the Iowa caucus been in determining the likely candidate? We know Mitt Romney certainly had his problems in Iowa, but had New Hampshire as sort of the buffer state because of his residence there and having been governor of the nearby state. That helped him recover there.
Yeah, I mean, Iowa has, you know, had a decent track record, but, you know, there's always conflict over that. New Hampshire's former Governor John Sununu famously used to say, and still says actually, that Iowa picks corn and New Hampshire picks presidents. You know, so I think New Hampshire's track record going back is a little bit better than Iowa's. But these early states, you know, South Carolina, which comes third typically, you know, has the best track record of all in terms of, you know, picking Republican winners. Although, you know, it should be said this past year they picked Newt Gingrich and he was not ultimately the nominee.
Now, if this report by the RNC was to go any further, would it have to at some point involve the Democrats in agreeing, because the Democrats will likely be having a primary of their own in 2016? And wouldn't that primary day have to be on the same day?
Typically, yes. Typically, Iowa, and New Hampshire tries to schedule, just for logistical purposes, the primaries or the caucuses on the same day. But it's up to each party to decide kind of the parameters of their own nominating contest, for the most part. I mean, in New Hampshire, the Secretary of State has more of a role because it's an election and people are going to the polls. In Iowa, it's up to each party, you know, because it's a caucus system. The parties run that. And so it's up to, you know, Republicans and Democrats to determine when exactly they want to hold their nominating contest.
So, Matt, if you had to make a prediction, will we still see a flood of candidates going to, you know, Iowa State Fairs and eating corn dogs and all that kind of thing? Will Iowa still hold the same importance for the next cycle?
I think so. I mean, we're already seeing, you know, Rand Paul, you know, the senator from Kentucky and an you know, Tea Party favorite is planning to head to Iowa, you know, in the next couple of weeks. So I think we'll still see Iowa and New Hampshire both as important places for campaigning. And a lot of this stuff around the calendar won't get resolved for, you know, the next 2 or 3 years. You know, actually, you know, there will be a lot of jockeying, and I think the importance of both states will remain, at least for the time being.
That's the Boston Globe's Matt Visor. He joined us from Washington. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.